Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, having taught medical students for most of my career, I've seen the gamut of learning opportunities. I've seen the gamut of educational opportunities, sexism, racism, misogyny. And that was, mind you, you know, I trained in the 90s, so I couldn't even comprehend what students went through in the 60s and 50s and 40s. But we have made amazing progress stopping segregation. We've made amazing progress to fight racism, to have schools that now have people of all race, all color, all creed. And it's making people, especially doctors, a little bit nervous when you hear that some academicians and physicians and students are suggesting to going back to segregation. And so there's a New England Journal of Medicine article that has suggested that medical students be taught separately based on their race. Now, this is entitled Racial Affinity Group Caucusing in Medical Education. They call it a key supplement to anti-racism curricula. And they believe that traditional approaches to medicine had inherent racism, inherent white supremacy, and that many individuals are subjected to training that makes them feel uncomfortable. Now, you know, having been a woman in medicine, yeah, there were some things that just seemed to be, you know, a little cringeworthy, like learning about Globus hystericus, you know, where I would be the only girl of the group, and we had a patient with Globus hystericus, and the, you know, male doctor was saying, yeah, you know, this patient, her estrogen is low. So she has this feeling of a sensation in her throat, panic disorder. She needs estrogen. And, you know, the guys are like, yeah. And you're like, well, yeah, okay. You know, can we come up with a different name? So, yeah, you know, those things happened. And, there was some cringeworthy moments in school. But I would have never asked to be separated from men. I loved training with my male counterparts. And I learned so much about men being around men. I learned so much about people of all races being around individuals of all races. And so if we're going to go back decades and start segregating, I'm a little nervous about where that goes, because once you start to do things, even though it might be in the name of fighting racism, it's going to be hard to reverse. And once you have black classrooms and white classrooms and Hispanic classrooms, it's going to unfortunately breed more racism. You know, I mean, look at how difficult it is to try to figure out how to do bathrooms. We have male bathrooms, female bathrooms, and now there's this push to have transgender bathrooms or to mix the two. It's chaos. And we've made such progress not segregating people of race and color and creed when it comes to schooling and education, so everybody gets, you know, equal access to education. And mind you, we still have a lot of room to go. There's still a lot of inequities that we need to solve. But I don't think segregation is the answer. You know, what happens if the teacher that teaches the black students is not teaching the same thing as the white students get. Now you have inequities in their learning. You know, it's interesting. I've seen that in medical school, where certain people get to rotate or be taught when they're separated into groups by certain clinicians. Now, some people love the small group learning. But if somebody got a clinician that really wasn't as good as somebody else, they missed out and they were mad. Now, what you do is you rotate so everybody always has kind of the same access. But my only fear is, how are you making sure that everybody is treated equally and everybody's learning the same thing when you start to separate? Now, I get, like I said, there is racism. There's misogyny, sexism, all sorts of things that happen pervasively in all fields. But we need to be very, very careful about how we, I would rather we correct those. Like, you know, there's already some discussions on, we don't call it now Globus Hystericus anymore. We call it Globus Sensation. I don't agree with taking away the person's name. Like Pap smear was from Dr. Papanicolaou. You know, I think if somebody discovered it, they still get to keep their name on it. But there are a lot of terms that I don't think we have to necessarily use. And I do believe that there are some things that people might not realize came from a setting that might have oppressed people that needs to be fixed. I can't say how many times I'll hear people say a statement and you're like, you know, those have roots that you know, were racist, but they never knew because it was a statement that people say. I mean, you hear what people sing in songs and, you know, they're singing rap lyrics and you're like, but you can't say those things. So, you know, do I think we should be separating the students? No, because unfortunately I've seen students who have been separated not get equal education. And we need to make sure that all these students learn how to deliver babies, learn how to do pap smears, learn how to examine, for example, dermatology. Many of the dermatology classes and rotations were on white patients, so we had a big problem with students not studying dermatology on people of color and, you know, having to catch up in that training. We need to make sure that cultures are shared. I mean, how many times did I learn about what my Asian colleagues would do with medicine or my Hispanic colleagues because they did they looked at healthcare differently. So there's it's a tough concept, but I really wouldn't start segregating students. I think that could get us into a lot of trouble. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So every now and then the Surgeon General, like C. Everett Koop and a variety of Surgeon Generals we've had, will bring up issues that are pertinent to our public health. Eating all four food groups, quitting smoking. Well, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has brought up a very important pandemic, or epidemic, and it's loneliness. Now, I know some of you are like, oh man, now she's going to get all touchy-feely about being lonely and how she misses her cat that just got killed. Yeah, I do miss my cat, and yeah, it is kind of lonely not having her around, and yes, but no, this is something that is a very subtle killer, loneliness. And I actually agree with the Surgeon General on this one. Now, he says being lonely is as bad for you as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Now, where are they getting this? Well, the thing is lonelier people people who don't have social groups or loved ones are 30% more likely to suffer heart disease, according to research. They're also at higher risk for dementia, stroke, depression, anxiety, and early death. And so this has kind of become a, more of a topic because people got lonely since COVID. Friends who would always get together, always do happy hour or movie night or book club. Well, after a year or two of things changing, they don't go back and do that. A lot of individuals gained weight, so they don't want to be around others and let them see them. I would see pictures of friends always getting together. I don't see them ever go out. They're starting to be more antisocial. Could it also be the COVID virus affected the brain to make us more socially anxious? Is it because people got such a crash course in microbiology that we grossed them all out? I mean, you know, I've had friends and shared glasses and kissed and, you know, you know, that when you're young, you don't really think about germs. And all of a sudden, you know, I go to medical school and I'm like, you know what? I think I'll drink from my own glass. Thank you. Don't use my fork when you're trying my food. Let me cut it separately. And, you know, when you're a doctor, you're like, you know what? I know what's out there. It grosses me out. But now the whole population got a crash course in what pathogens can be spewing from people. And maybe that's why they want to isolate. Maybe it's because people learned that people are jerks. That we have real bad, we have people making very wrong decisions. And they don't want to be around other people. You know, I am very, very grateful. So, as you guys know, my cat got killed by a coyote. It was a rescue cat. It was an outdoor cat. And so even though we trained her to, you know, sleep indoors and be indoors, and she was happy, would sleep with us every night, she still needed her little outdoor fix. So a coyote took her down, killed her. Well, apparently we were looking for her for days because we didn't, you know, see any carcass. We didn't see, so we didn't know if she was killed. And I put up some signs. And I get a message, you know, a few days into it from a neighbor who said, look, did you ever find your cat? And we're like, no. And they're like, we saw the cat days ago. But my husband didn't want us to reach out because we didn't know who you were. And basically, you know, my sign just said call, or, you know, you could have texted saying. And so apparently it was found, cleaned up. So we're thinking the cat's alive. We're looking all around. But because somebody thought that it was unsafe to call or text somebody that they found their dead animal was signed, you know, it was days longer, you know, of us searching and not, you know, knowing. And, you know, I'm very, very grateful that the wife finally reached out. But look at how individuals are afraid of other individuals. Nobody wants to text a neighbor anymore to tell them that they found their dead pet or they saw their dead pet days ago. And I mean, is this where we are right now as society? So it's no wonder people are lonely. If they don't want to engage with neighbors, they don't want to engage with others, then people don't engage with them. And it is becoming a pandemic. So lacking social connection is as dangerous, even more dangerous, they say, than smoking 15 cigarettes a day, drinking 6 alcoholic drinks a day, being physically inactive, obese, or living in air pollution. Lacking social connection is more dangerous for your health. Research found that time spent with friends dropped 20 hours a month between 2003 and 2020. Time spent alone shot up by a whole 24 hours. Suicides have jumped, now becoming the second leading cause of death in those under 35. Number one is still accidents. But we, you know, this is an issue that I don't think a lot of people care about because they don't mind being alone. They have entertainment by Netflix. They're talking to people on social media.
They have plenty of porn, so they don't need to worry about getting an STD. They don't have to spend money on a date. They don't have to worry about how they look. They don't have to buy new clothes. They don't have to shave. They don't have to. And it's we're unfortunately evolving into a population that might not, you know, might later become extinct if we don't want to be around other people. Surgeon General is calling on workplaces, schools, technology companies, community organizations, parents, and other people to make changes that will boost the country's connectedness. He's advising people to join community groups, put down their phones when they're catching up with friends, employers to think about their remote work policies, and health systems to provide training for doctors to recognize the health risks of loneliness. So now we're getting from this administration a push to rethink remote. And that's a biggie. Many people's social interactions, the only thing they get is going to work. If they didn't go to work or go to the grocery store or go shopping, they wouldn't be around other people at all. Well, now you could shop at home. You could get your food delivered at home. You don't even have to see the delivery person. You could do contactless delivery. There are people that can go months or years without being around another person. They work from home. They order online. And they just live at home. That's unfortunate. You need to get outside. You need to get some sun. You need to be around other people. You need to connect. Yes, I'm more extroverted, but I've become more introverted lately. Not so much because of COVID. It's just because I speak all the time that sometimes I just get a little tired. You know, I went to a wedding. It was an amazing wedding. But by the end of the weekend, I really didn't want to talk to anybody anymore because I was kind of all socialized out. I used to never be like that. I could talk to people for days on end. But at some point, I like my alone time. And it's okay to like alone time. It's okay. In fact, it's important to have alone time. I think that allows you to regroup. It allows you some time to burp and fart. I mean, I really think people do need some alone time. But we have now substituted our work day for being alone. We've substituted our dating and our social life for doing things online. And people go, I am social because I'm on social media. That's not the same. It is very different if you're not around other people. And by the way, the longer you go, the harder it is to be around other people. And then you start to get more anxious about that. I've had people not want to go to the ER for a medical condition because they don't want to be around people. All right, you're going to die at home then. You're going to have to see a doctor sometime. People aren't even going to the doctor anymore because they can do it online. So we do need to get this figured out. We do need to incorporate that. See, we used to go to church. We used to have church activities. Every week you would be at church. So that would guarantee at least seeing somebody on the outside once a week. People don't go to church anymore. They don't want to be around other people. They found it easier. The life is easier to not be around other people. Yeah, but how long can you go? So yes, Dr. Vivek Murthy is right. Loneliness is an epidemic. We do need to address it. I don't know if it's as deadly as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. I would rather you not smoke and drink that much. But yes, it can lead to premature death. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing on the idea of establishing a code of ethics for Supreme Court justices, something every other branch of government has. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says that's not really the Democrats' agenda.
This is not about making the court better. This is about destroying a conservative court.
Still no sign of Francisco Oropeza, the suspect in the killings of five people last Friday in East Texas. There have been several reported sightings of Oropeza, all of which have turned up nothing. There's now fear he may have fled to Mexico. The White House is thinking about sending more than 1,500 Army troops to the southern border. They would serve in administrative roles and help move people caught illegally entering the USA. This to help with the expected surge of people who will try to enter the country when Title 42, the COVID-related rule to expedite deportations, expires next week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it could be a felony in Oklahoma if healthcare workers give children puberty-blocking drugs. Oklahoma is joining multiple other states banning care in kids so that kids can make the decision when they're 18. And I get the controversy. I get it. As a doctor, I don't like any laws telling me what to do and what not to do with my patient. On the flip side, I'm a little amazed at all the doctors out there jumping to do this when children may not be able to give informed consent and understand the repercussions of it could have on fertility, bone mass. We're assuming someone who's transgender is not going to want to have babies. They may. Many transgender individuals may want fertility. So even though puberty blockers are reversible,
We don't have enough studies to know how. We do know that it can affect bones and it could affect fertility. We just don't have enough studies to ensure a child making this decision at the age of 11 is going to be able to give informed consent. So it's a challenge. This is not easy. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill on Monday that makes it a felony for healthcare workers to provide pharmaceutical interventions for children with gender dysphoria. Now, even though they've been concerned about long-term safety data, countries like UK, Scandinavia also restrict access from what we're told. But many of you have asked, how does a governor do this? How do they tell a doctor not to perform a medical intervention? Well, because technically we don't have FDA approval of these medications for gender dysphoria. What we have is FDA approval for precocious puberty, meaning a child is going through puberty young, is embarrassed about their hair growth, their breast growth, and we could slow it down. So somebody going through early puberty, we have medications that could suppress that, such as Suprelin LA. That is an FDA-approved puberty blocker. It is not, and we could use it for breast cancer, endometriosis, prostate cancer, but is it FDA-approved for a child that is questioning what body parts they want? And that's where I think the governors are able to utilize their arm of the law. So, I'm torn because I understand that we do have a certain percentage of the population who never identified as the biological gender they were given, and they would have a much easier life and maybe even have better mental health being of a different gender. I get that. What I don't get is how a child could be aware of everything they want later in life. And so when we hear that some individuals are removing their breasts or their penis or having, now not all kids are being operated on, most of them are being chemically suppressed or hormonally suppressed for them to decide to do the surgery later. You know, I've had many friends and individuals and patients who still love their body parts. Now, I don't have a penis, but from what I hear, many people really love theirs and they don't want to give it up. And so how does a child know? And so Governor Stitt and other governors are wanting to protect kids. He says, last year I called on a statewide ban of all irreversible gender transition surgeries and hormone therapies on minors. So I don't know all the ins and outs because he's saying these are irreversible. Some of these puberty blockers are reversible, but the long-term side effects could be irreversible. So, you know, do we protect our kids? Now, the ACLU, you'd think, okay, the ACLU is going to get involved, and they're probably going to want to protect, kids so that they can make a decision when they're 18. No, it looks like the American Civil Liberty Union, including other civil liberty unions, want to take legal action to prevent the law from taking effect. So the problem we have is we've had some whistleblowers saying some of these medical centers have been very open about the money they make. And we've had teachers, we've had institutions say they never really gave both sides of the story and options and risks and benefits because there was money to be made. It got pushed through and rushed through. And we don't have a lot of media covering individuals who did it and regret it. That's a problem. Now, we have some individuals who have transitioned and love it, and they're happy. But we don't, you know, this is something that if somebody's going to make this decision, this life-altering decision, they need to have all research and data so that they can make an educated decision. And the average 10-year-old, that might just be too much for them. You know, there's one reason why I, even though I've always, you know, enjoyed being around boys more and doing things with, I wasn't a tomboy, but I just really, really loved their toys more. But one reason why I probably wouldn't have wanted to do a transition is, one is, you know, I really liked kissing boys and I wanted to have babies later, so I knew I wanted that. But number two is, in the Titanic, you know, women and children got to get off the boat. Men had to stay on the boat. And so when I was watching that, and I was looking at my father, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'd want my dad on the boat. I was like, that would be horrible to be a man. You would have to die on the boat just because you're a man. Even though I get women and children, I get that, but still, that had to stink. So, I mean, keep in mind, you know, if you're transitioning, you might have to be stuck on the boat. Yeah, so, you know, I don't think people understand all the ramifications. And there's our desire to have progeny might not be prevalent and recognizable when we're 9, 10, 11 years old. And so we have to give these children a chance to reproduce and make sure that there isn't anything irreversible done to them when they're not able to make that decision. The other thing we do have to also identify is children always change their identity. Not necessarily I'm talking about gender affirming, but we go through identity changes. We do. We might identify as being, I mean, I remember the 80s, somebody was punk, then they were prep, then they were goth, then they were, you know, just jock or whatever. And so people will sometimes change. They'll, I mean, how many times have I had friends who have changed majors going, you know what, I'm an anthropologist. Now, you know what, I'm business. You will sometimes change how you, you could be Jewish, you could be Catholic, you could be Muslim. You know, some people are that for life. Others might say, you know what, I kind of identify more now with this. That's okay. We are allowed to change our identity. If you want to change from female to male, that's fine. But we're talking about kids. And in medicine, we are not allowed to do anything with proper informed consent. If anybody feels like they did not have a grasp and a good grasp of what the situation would have done long term, they can sue. And so, you know, so doctors have to make decisions on what they're doing, who they're doing it on. I don't like government getting involved, but apparently it's gotten to that level where now government feels like they have to protect kids. 1-877-DOC-COLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Yes, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure you all have seen it. If you haven't, oh boy, I don't even know if I could say this on air, but multiple outlets have been reporting that a photographer from the Canadian town of Dildo has captured, this is not fake, an iceberg that is tall and it looks like a phallus, a male body appendage. It's about 30 feet erect, even has gonads or testicles next to it. I mean, it's an iceberg, but at an angle, it looks like a male body part. And the Toronto Star reported it. This was in Newfoundland. The resemblance is uncanny. And the photographer said, looking from the land, it wasn't quite clear. But once I got the drone out, it was unreal how much it looked like, well, you know. They say this is just the tip of the iceberg.
As expected, the well-endowed monolith proved to be quite an icebreaker in social media, and I don't even want to say what some people are calling it, Frozen Sif. And so, you know, it's interesting. Now, when you look at some of the icebergs that are, they're exquisite. But yeah, the shape of this is uncanny. And, honestly, I've seen enough pictures, right, of clouds. And you could almost see it in everything. But this isn't made up. Yeah, so for those of you that want to see it, it's pretty impressive. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that 83 million jobs are going to vanish by 2027. Cashiers, assistants, secretaries, stock checkers, postal clerks, accountants, they're being quote-unquote automated out the door, according to a Davos report. Now, there will be 69 million jobs created in emerging industries like artificial intelligence, sustainability, and robotics, but that's still a net loss of 14 million jobs, or 2% of the current global workforce. This was a study, a WEF study, that comes as, according to Daily Mail, IBM has announced plans to automate 7,800 back office jobs over the next 5 years. Google's AI Jeffrey Hinton had just quit over the dangers. He is the AI godfather. BBC News is saying that the 75-year-old has announced his resignation from Google in a statement to New York Times saying he regretted his work. He was talking to BBC about some of the dangers of these AI chatbots and how they were quite scary. He goes, right now, they're not more intelligent than us, as far as I can tell, but I think they soon may be. So he did leave at the age of 75. He says it's time to retire, but he does regret some of his, some of what he has contributed. He is a British-Canadian cognitive psychologist and computer scientist. And he told BBC that chatbots could soon overtake the level of information that a human brain holds. He says, right now what we're seeing is things like GPT-4 eclipses a person in the amount of general knowledge it has and eclipses them by a long way. In terms of reasoning, it's not as good, but it does already do simple reasoning. At the given rate of progress, we expect things to get better quite fast, so we need to worry about that. So, you know, our jobs are, this is something that we've been talking about now for a while, and I don't think the reality has really hit, because people don't know what to do. You know, how do you make your job AI free? You know, how do you, it's hard. I mean, I'm a physician. Yes, I work with my hands. But a lot of what I do now is online. People are going to want to spend less money calling up a medical telemedicine company and getting a computer who is just going to spit out their medication. People don't want the doctor as the middleman. People want their birth control, abortion pills, STD medication. They want their medication without the medical provider. Remember, they don't want to go and see people. They don't want to go and be examined. Nobody wants to take off their clothes and be checked for melanoma or prostate cancer or cervical cancer. We do it because we have to. But if a person had a choice, they wouldn't do that. So I can't think of a job with the exception of, I can't think of a job that can't be taken over by automation or robots. We're going to later be having robots do haircuts. There's going to be, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, why would anybody? But you know, there's going to be machines or things that will you would think, no, you need that creative imagery, you need that. Unfortunately, if people don't come to work and these companies can't find reliable employees, they're going to take matters into their own hands and find a way to survive. You know, businesses are just like animal species. They're going to find ways to work. So the fastest growing jobs are going to be AI and machine learning specialists, sustainability specialists, business intelligence analysts, information security analysts, fintech engineers, data analysis and scientists, robotic engineers, electrotech engineers, agricultural equipment operators, and digital transformation specialists. But the declining jobs are going to be bank tellers and related clerks, postal service workers, cashiers and ticket clerks, data entry clerks, administrative and executive secretaries, material recording and stock keeping clerks, accounting, bookkeeping, payroll, legislators and officials. Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to shed a tear for that one. Statistical finance and insurance clerks, door-to-door sales, news and street vendors, other related workers. So, you know, this, what do you do? And because that's the thing, you know, we can complain about what's going on. I want to be productive. What can you do? Well, you know, you're going to need to understand the beast that's displacing you. Maybe start taking some courses. Maybe learn tech. Maybe find a way or find something that you think tech is going to struggle with and learn that trade. But the trades are going to probably be some of the most important things to, one of the most important jobs to hold. And these, you know, people say, gosh, I don't understand Gen Z. They don't want to go to college. They don't want to get a college degree. I told you, don't underestimate the Gen Z. They may be smarter than you know. If a Gen Z is like, why am I learning and going through all this college and debt to learn something that a computer can do, I might as well learn a trade. We need plumbers. We need mechanics. Now, I get with these electric cars, they just upload another app. But you still need hands-on. We need surgeons. We need nurses. We still need people. But the unemployment is going to be worse than what they're saying. And we're going to have a huge problem when we have not enough jobs and individuals that are not trained for those jobs, and it's going to be like musical chairs. You know, I tell everybody, learn another language. Being bilingual is so helpful. That's something you can do in the short term. I understand later, you know, people will be able to communicate through the computers. But for now, wouldn't hurt. Well, you know, child care, you know, there kids need people. I'm sure there's going to have to be individuals that can work the schools, but in terms of education and academia, all computers. Kids don't want to go to school anymore. They just want to go online. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.